Now, last autumn, one of the budget measures that provoked some controversy was then Education Minister Norma Foley's provision of €9 million for schools to buy phone pouches, an effort to keep students off their mobile phones in school. Ms Foley's successor as Education Minister, Helen McEntee, has now said primary schools must implement a policy to ban mobile phones during the school day, while secondary schools must introduce a policy to restrict them. The €9 million is still available for post-primary schools, which they can apply for if they wish to invest in a phone storage system. However, they will have a choice as to what product or system they choose. We'll hear from the Minister later, but first, the view of the teachers represented by the Association of Secondary School Teachers. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been speaking to Diarmaid Dupuir, the Deputy General Secretary of the ASTI.
Well, I mean, I thought when this was first announced by the previous Minister, Norma Foley, I mean, our reaction was that this seemed to us to be basically a bit of a stunt, that this was not something that was being looked for in the education system, that the issues about mobile phones are serious in schools, but schools had their own way of dealing with them. Some schools already had pouches, others had other policies, and they were the policies that suited them. And this, the cost, which is about €9 million, could have been spent on so many other things that are needed in education. At the moment, we're in rows, as you know, about senior cycle reform, and there's crying need for updating of labs, of IT systems and things like that. And I know €9 million wouldn't go a huge amount towards that, but it could go somewhere. There's other issues. For example, we have people who work in Dubai in private schools don't get credit for their service there. At second level, they do it primary. And the total cost of fixing that problem would be about €17 million. Just to spend €9 million on a stunt for phones rather than something that might actually address some of the teacher supply problems we have, we think is just very, very foolish.
And does it matter that it's kind of left up to the school how they decide to go about the policy? So, you know, you don't have to apply for the funding. Does any of that matter?
Well, in a way, what we're saying is that the schools have been dealing with it themselves. And of course, there are issues around mobile phones, but most schools have developed their own policies and are happy with them. And in fact, that we feel that this is something that should be decided locally by the school community. But I also think that the problem with the whole measure in the first place was it was done without consultation, that the school partners, the communities, the management bodies, the unions, the parents, nobody was consulted about this, that the previous minister decided this would be a good idea or would get her headlines or whatever, we don't know quite what, and just announced it. And that's not a very clever way to go about dealing with problems that exist in schools. And there are so many other problems. They could employ teachers or SNAs or psychologists who are far more needed in schools than phone pouches. As I say, in those schools that haven't decided, other schools, I say, have different solutions and they won't benefit from this at all. They'll either decide that they will go down the pouch route, but probably they will say, no, we don't want that and we don't want that money either. It seems to be a stunt rather than a serious attempt to address the myriad problems that there are in education.
And that was the ASTI Diarmaid Dupuir. We will be talking to Education Minister Helen McEntee just after the sports news. And it's good morning to you, Education Minister Helen McEntee.
Good morning, Anya. Hi.
You're here to talk to us about this this plan, which was first announced by your predecessor, Norma Foley, in the budget last year. And that was €9 million for the allocation to schools for the storage of mobile phones, these phone pouches. Now, that was slammed by Sinn Féin at the time as a scandalous waste of public money. The original tender for the pouches, as far as I understand it, was cancelled after advice from the chief state solicitor. And the Taoiseach told the Dáil yesterday that if a school believes they could spend their allocation from that €9 million better on other phone solutions, they now can, whereas before they couldn't. Is that an accurate summary of the state we're in at the moment on these phone pouches?
Well, firstly, can I just say they have phone pouches in the north and they've had them for some time. So I think it's pretty hypocritical for Sinn Féin to make any criticism of this. They have them in the north. They work well. Secondly, it has always been the case that this money that was secured in last year's budget could be used for phone pouches, but for other storage solutions. And I've made that very clear in the circular that's going out to schools today. For some schools, phone pouches might work. For others, it might be boxes, it might be lockers, it might be other types of solutions. But schools can, as of today, so irrespective of any tender, as of today, schools will be able to apply for this funding in secondary schools for all of their students. And I think that's the most important thing for people to know. So as of today, schools, if they wish to apply this, they can look for phone pouches, they can look for storage solutions to put into their schools. And I mean, look, I was in a school 2 weeks ago. I was out in Donaghmead, in Gilcolosta-Rochran. They already have this. And when I asked how it's working, they said really well. I mean, what we're trying to achieve here is that we have, insofar as possible, schools that are phone-free zones. In our primary schools, what I'm saying is there should be no phones at all. This shouldn't be the case that 7, 8 and 9 year olds are coming into school with phones. And we're very clear on that in our post-primary schools and our secondary schools. I mean, you know, we have from 12 or 13 up to 19 years of age. So I think we need to make sure that we are restricting our phones. But of course, where there are exemptions, where we're engaging with students and we need to put exemptions in place, I think we have to do that as well. But this, I'm not saying it's not a lot of money. I think we all agree 9 million euro is a lot of money. But this is an overall budget of 12 billion euro that I have in my department. Right. And it is always the case that there are different programmes, there are different new measures that we take to make sure that we're supporting our young people, that we're protecting them, and that schools, insofar as possible, that our children are being educated and where they're being protected as well.
The Social Democrats say what you're doing now is a screeching U-turn.
So there's absolutely no U-turn here. There's 9 million euro that's been allocated to schools to be able to put in measures for students and for schools in particular to become phone-free zones. That's what was announced last year. What I'm doing now is making it very clear that this can be applied in different ways. That has always been the case. And I do want to stress that that has always been the case. My colleague, Minister Foley, said out that that was the case. What's important now is that schools look at, well, how do we want to implement this? And in primary schools, I mean, can I just say, I think this does give all of us an opportunity, particularly at primary level, for parents to engage. So the circular that's going out, the direction to schools is very clear. You need to engage with parents. Yeah. You need to engage with the boards of management. What we've seen happen in other schools, in Greystone, is parents came together and said, you know, we're not going to buy phones for our children until they reach 12 or 13, until they go into secondary school. This might perhaps start those conversations in other primary schools.
But Minister,
schools as well.
Everyone agrees on the nature of the problem. There's no disagreement on that, as we heard earlier from Dermot Dupuire from the ASTI. The question is whether this measure had any chance of being effective or whether it's the best spend of money, given that most schools already have policies on mobile phone use. Most schools already have made provision for this and come to their own solutions. And for instance, we have the Catholic primary school manager saying they want more capitation grant because it's nearly 10 euro less than they were getting per pupil last year. And they want that, not 9 million for pouches.
Well, I would agree. I think a lot of schools have taken huge measures to try and restrict phone use, but it's certainly not been banned in our primary schools. And I think we can do more and we can go further in our secondary schools. And that's what this direction is. It's not the case that every school has bought pouches or has storage solutions. So this is an option available to them. It's not been forced on schools. They don't have to apply for this fund, but they do have to implement the restriction within the school. And then look, I fully understand that schools want and need more funding. So in the same way that I'm announcing the 9 million that was secured last year, in the last week as well, it's been made clear in the June capitation fund for our schools, there's 30 million more this year than there was last year. That was also secured last year. There's also a very clear commitment in the programme for government to continue to increase our capitation. And I want to say to all of our schools and our principals, I am 100% committed to doing that and making sure we do that. But it's always going to be the case that there are pockets of money for new measures, for new directions, for new initiatives. This is simply an initiative to try and make sure that we deal with what has become a really, really significant challenge in our schools, and in particular with our young people who are on their phones, who are accessing information that is information they shouldn't be accessing, that they're doing it during the school days. And it doesn't, I accept, remove the fact that we still need, as parents, I think, to look at what's happening at home, how children are on their phones. But as Minister for Education and Youth, my focus is making sure in schools children are learning, they're focused, they're not distracted by phones. And this is what this is about.
the commitment to have a school place for every child that you've given, Minister, by next September. Sinn Féin say there are still 60 children with no school place at the moment that the school year is ending. Can you still stand by that guarantee that there will be a school place for every child, whether they have extra needs or not, who wants that school place this September?
Yes, and that's what I've been working on. I mean, myself and my colleague, Minister Moynihan, are meeting with the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education, on a weekly basis. And every single week we are being updated and we are working on how we can make better progress quicker. So at the moment, over 90% of all students that we know that we're aware of that have additional needs have been allocated or there is a school place for them. So if you look across the country, we've identified where the children are, what the need is, where we're developing the school places, and there is a pathway for over 92% of children now.
But is that the figure of 60 children with no school place accurate?
If we look at Dublin at the moment, there are more than 60 children that we're working with. So, I mean, there are some enrolment policies that haven't fully opened up yet. And I'm saying that's not okay. That's not acceptable. There were 399 new school classes sanctioned at the end of April. And some of those schools have not opened their enrolment policies. So we're working with those schools to make sure as quickly as possible children are placed. That's happening now. We had a meeting yesterday. That work is ongoing. That work will happen over the next few weeks. That work will happen into September. But what's really important as well is that we're focusing on September, but that we're also looking to next year. So everything that we've done this year, parents and students writing or schools writing to the NCSE, the National Council, to identify the need, that's now going to happen 4 months earlier. So by the 1st of October this year, we've asked parents and schools to let us know if you have a child that has an additional need so that we can identify that earlier. And the plan is then that we will match that with school places by the end of this year, again, bringing everything forward 4 months. So we're not where I want us to be this year, but we are doing much better than last year. And this time next year, I'm absolutely confident that we will be able to put in place a structure that means children with additional needs are getting their school places the same time as everybody else. But can I just say there's a huge amount of work happening, working with parents, working with schools. And I do want to acknowledge our schools who, you know, many of them are moving heaven and earth to make sure that these classes are in place, that the teachers are in place. And we will continue to work over the summer so that that happens and that every child has that place come September.
Education Minister Helen McEntee, thank you. And we'll be back with the business news after the break.